Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. Meredith Kane is with us today as well. She's at 216-474-0092. And, of course, Dan Menigan. Make sure that everything stays on the rails for the show, including this next segment, too, where we talk a little bit about Roger Goodell.
Wait, it's my job to keep this thing on the rails?
Yeah, I don't know if you know
that.
You
we're toast.
You didn't know that?
Oh, we're toast. We got to get somebody far more qualified.
Well, it's at least it's a hand cart and not a train that uses coal or anything.
Camp Town ladies sing this song, do-da, do-da.
Wow, all right. I wasn't going there.
Nice.
Anybody who knows.
Go ahead, Slim.
Knows that one. All righty. Let's, the commish spoke yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Good times were always had by most when the commish spoke, but a couple things continue to come up. One of those things will not go away. We mentioned it a little bit in the jumpstart. We'll get into it a little bit deeper here. The commish was asked about the inevitable 18-game season.
Well, we haven't had any formal negotiating sessions about an extension. It is something that Lloyd and I have had informal conversations about, but there's a lot of work to be done. We committed in 2011 when we signed a collective bargaining agreement that the players would not only have a say in that, but they would actually be able to prevent it from happening or support it from happening. I think it's a large part because of the safety of our game, the advancements that we made in how we're training in the offseason, how we're training in the preseason. If we do, 18-2 might be a possibility, because we know that fans, I think, love football. They want more football, but we have to be incredibly sensitive and smart about the balance and how we deal with that.
All right, the only way they didn't have a formal conversation, Jeff, is because they didn't show up in tuxes. There's no way they did not have this conversation.
He said
about 18 games.
He said 18-2. Does that mean two preseason games?
I'm assuming, yeah.
I'm assuming as well.
Did you assume that too? Yeah.
I guess I'd assume that one as well. They weren't going to get these owners to turn down Gates. We all had this cute idea that it was going to be 18 and there was going to be no preseason game. Psh! Go up to a billionaire and ask him to take money out of their pockets and see how it goes.
All it means is one preseason game each. That's all that means. Right, one home.
Yes.
I despise this.
You need that much extra money that you have to play those lousy games?
No, but there's
and you're free, not going to roll out your good players?
It's free money because it's the only game that isn't, and you don't necessarily get it. If a network wants to take over your preseason game, they can take it over from the local channels, so that the teams are able to set up their own television deals with local TV stations to get those preseason games. That's it. And that there's no revenue share on that. That's why it's like, that's why the teams like it. If I'm New York, I'm bummed. I don't really want to give it up. If I'm here, I don't, does it really make a difference? Seriously.
I wouldn't think so.
You know, I can't imagine some of the local markets. Just, I don't think they have the cash to pay for it anymore because local TV just isn't what it was. You know what I'm saying?
It's a different communications world.
Yeah. So I just that's why you would want to keep those local. That's why you want to keep those two preseason games because they don't fall under the network umbrella.
Okay, great.
That's it. Give me another reason why. I don't know why. Why else would you keep the preseason games?
Why else?
Play a couple controlled scrimmages. That's what I would do.
You know how I feel about it. If you're going to play 18 games, blow off the preseason and play a couple of controlled scrimmages. You're right.
Do you know how mad you'd be if you lost a player in a preseason game?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, I know. In an 18-game season? Oh, man.
The other part of that, I mean, it's a real simple situation. You blow off the preseason, you play 18 games, and you expand the rosters, both overall and game day.
Start on Labor Day, end on President's Day.
I would start a little earlier than that myself, but I don't like the season going any further than it already does. I'd prefer the season to end in January myself. Super Bowl the last week. I know everybody wants to get around presidents, you know, and all that stuff, but I don't know.
I'm all
to me,
for
it lasts so long, and I would start it earlier because I'm not a fan of critical games being played in lousy weather.
I don't know. I would play it later. I would have the Super Bowl President's Day weekend, and the longer the NFL season goes, the shorter winter feels to me because we're still, I mean, mentally from where we live.
So they should do it for Andy.
No, I just feel like, isn't it nice to be able to stretch out football season and just like, hey, we're still playing football now. It's
February. Andy, they're still playing football in March. It's called free agency.
That's not playing football.
They're still playing football in April. It's called the draft. People pay as much attention to that as they almost do games.
I'd still rather see a game than watch the draft. I mean, come
would
on.
You?
Yes.
I'm not necessarily sure about that.
Do you really
think the Falcons against the Panthers or the Browns with the second pick in the draft? Browns, second pick. Let's go.
Come on.
Let's go.
Does this feel like a poll?
No.
We need to do a poll on this?
We don't do polls anymore.
Would you rather watch an NFL regular season game or the draft? Come on, you got to be kidding me. I'd rather watch the game.
You'd rather watch the Panthers against the Falcons than watch what the Browns do with the second pick
in
the draft.
Is it going to be a good game? Maybe it is going to be a good game. I don't know what the outcome is of that. Then again, I don't know what the outcome of the draft is going to be, but I'm just not a big fan of the draft.
Andy Baskin's anti-Cleveland.
No, I'm not anti-Cleveland. I just don't like – I'm just not a huge draft fan. I'm not a – I don't think it's – Dan and I have had this conversation before, too. You love the draft, don't you, Jeff? Do you love it, yes or no?
I love the building of teams. I think it's fascinating. And it's one of the things I enjoy most about sports is watching how teams do these things. And so I don't sit there and watch the draft forever, but you can be dang sure I'll be watching and see what happens in the first round of this NFL draft. After that, I can read it, but I want to see what happens in the first round.
Oh, my God, I got to see the seventh round. Got to see it. Can they get a kicker?
When they start bringing in people from the local Animal Protective League.
To do the draft picks?
Along with having your pet spayed or neutered. In the seventh round, the Arizona Cardinals select. I can do without all of that.
It'd be great if they put pictures of two guys up there, and then whoever the dog ran to, that's what they were taking.
That's not bad.
I got news.
Not far away from it.
That's not bad.
There have been a few drafts for the Browns where they may have had a higher percentage win rate. They had done that, too.
That's not
Here
bad.
We go, Fido. Here we go.
There are
Fido,
rounds,
who are we taking? Who are we taking?
Rounds of the MLB draft. I'm pretty sure that's what's taking place.
Oh, how many times has a relative gotten drafted just so they can say they got
in the 59th round?
Pretty much. All right. The other big thing that's coming up is the idea of possibly putting the Super Bowl internationally. That's been kicked around a little bit. The idea has been
playing
out there
playing it, in other words, playing it in like London.
Exactly.
Okay.
put it at Tottenham Stadium, put it in Berlin, something along those lines. Well, Roger Goodell had this to say on the matter.
I do think there's a potential that someday we're going to have an international franchise. And if we do, I think it would not surprise me at all if a Super Bowl follows and is played there. We do like to have, this is a great example, being here in New Orleans. It's a great thing for the New Orleans Saints to be the host of the Super Bowl, have the world's attention. And I think the same will be true if we had an international franchise to be able to play a Super Bowl there to support that franchise.
Okay. I still, logistically, an international franchise sounds like a nightmare to me. Nightmare.
Does Toronto or Vancouver kill you if they wanted to go there? Does
no,
that bother you?
That's, okay. That's, to me, yes, I know they're in a different country. That doesn't scream international to me. If you're in incredibly different time zones and, you know, you're the only team out there, you know, like if you're in Toronto, you're in Montreal, you know, you're still on the same continent. It's easy. You can pull that off without any issues. NBA has proven that. Major League Baseball has proven that. Hockey proves it every night.
Yeah.
But international and football, just to me, just sounds, that sounds rough. And you don't see any other leagues, you know, that are multi-continent leagues. And then, you know, you can't, I would think you would have to almost start a separate league and have like NFL Europe, which, you know, we did have the World League of American Football.
Right.
The WLAF at one point. I would think that you, I would think it becomes like a AAA type of football. Because I don't know how you could logistically make that work. That's the issue with me, a logistical nightmare.
I'm just trying to think, you know, he brought up that whole point of having these games at venues where there are already NFL teams, right? I don't, have they ever had a Super Bowl? Where was Super Bowl one? Was it the Rose Bowl? No.
Yeah, it was at the Rose Bowl.
So that's, yeah, I'm just trying to think of.
They've had a Super Bowl at Rice Stadium in Houston.
Oh, that's right. They did, 1974. That's right.
So there have been non.
Stanford had one, too. Stanford had the 85 Super Bowl. Do you think it's important that they play these games in NFL stadiums?
I think it's important that they play these games in front of television cameras.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just kind of thinking, yeah, Tulane Stadium, I'm just trying to find. Although, the Saints started there, though, didn't they, in Tulane Stadium? They haven't played everything in Super Bowl. I'm just trying to think how important it is to the league to make sure that they have those games there. I don't. Olympic Stadium is going to be up again too with the Olympics there, so I would wonder if they'd want to play another game there. But I mean, we've already. I mean, that's been an NFL field before too. So I don't know. I'm just kind of pondering the world here when it comes to that. International play. I just find it fascinating.
I find it a logistical nightmare.
I just think it's a matter of time.
Not in our lifetime.
Oh, I think you're wrong. I think it's in our lifetime.
Well, call me.
Dan, what do you give
me? Wait a minute. One of us wouldn't be here.
Give me an estimate.
They seem bent on this. They seem like they're going to make this happen. And boy, I feel like it's a really bad idea.
Yeah,
and
I
any
do too.
International. Because there's just so many problems that come with this. One of them, we could start with the fact that it's going to take you a 6-hour flight to get from continent to continent. Like, that's. That's part one that's obnoxious. It's going to do people in. The 6-hour time difference is also going to do people in. Like, that's going to be really, really hard. You're going to be playing these games
that would
here
mean
already.
You'd start the Super Bowl at midnight local time if you're overseas.
Well, it would. Right? You'd have to almost flip it.
To have it on the cool TV time of 6:30 here in the States.
Right. You'd have to end up starting it at like midnight.
Midnight.
Yeah.
That'd be insane.
Might be. It's either 5 or 6 hours, but you get the general gist.
Yeah.
Like,
they're not suddenly going to put the Super Bowl at 1 o'clock.
Right. There's so many things that come with this. The international franchise thing is the only way it would work is you would have to build the Avengers complex. Like, and by that, for those of you who don't understand what I mean is go get a plot of land in the middle of nowhere and essentially build a football dormitory / not stadium, but bunch of practice fields and all of that kind of stuff. And you would have to have that team stay at said dormitory because flying back and forth would just be ridiculous.
You want to affect free agency? That would affect free agency.
And then mix it with the fact that now you not only have to pay Uncle Sam, but now you have to pay King Charles.
Yeah, but you've...
And you've moved...
Baseball does it with Canada. It's not a big deal.
That's Canada, Andy. You can drive to Canada.
Major League Baseball starts their season in Japan now, boys.
But there's a reason why Toronto has been coming in second on a whole lot of big-name free agents, even though they're throwing out more money than the teams that are getting these guys are. And it's because you got to pay Queen Elizabeth, and you got to pay Uncle Sam.
Cha-ching.
Wouldn't you rather be in Florida so you don't have to pay the state tax?
There's a reason why those teams can do pretty well if they want to.
Same with Texas.
Same with Montana. Why doesn't Montana have any pro teams?
Where's
same
with Arizona.
Team? They had the Brewers for a long time.
Corbin Burns went to Arizona for a reason.
Dodgers, Great Falls. I'm thinking of all the old teams. I don't know if they're still. Who cares? Not a big deal. Listen,
I care.
I know you do. And that's why you're such a sensitive guy.
Mm-hmm.
You're good like that. There was one more cut, too. I want to hear from Roger Goodell, too. So I want to hear that. And we're also going to get back in to what's going on with the Browns. Greg Williams. Former Browns head coach and defensive coordinator is going to join us in less than a half hour. He is unhinged. I cannot wait to hear from him coming up in less than a half hour. 216-474-0092.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.